God has made. And we're just going to praise him together this morning. And I would, as I was praying, I just really felt that the Lord is calling us to focus on his mystery, like the mystery of God, the awe and wonder of his presence, you know, that we just cannot fully fathom all that he has done and all that he is. And that the God who can open the eyes of the blind and raise the dead and turn water into wine, that is the God that we are praising this morning. So if you would rise, if you are able, and join us in worshiping him.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God.
I'd love to just keep singing these words and pull it back a little bit so that we can really reflect on the meaning. Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
And if our God is for us,
and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Stand against.
Yes, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Lord God, you are more powerful than anything that we may face in this world. And we are not guaranteed that everything in this life will be tied neatly with a bow and, you know, working out perfectly, but we are guaranteed the ultimate victory with you, Jesus. You have conquered death, Lord. You have overcome it all. And everything and everyone must bow before you, Lord.
There was a moment when the lights went out, when death had claimed its victory. The King of Love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners. For every curse his blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished. But not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heaven. Eternity. The King of Life was on the move. For in a dark, cold tomb, where our Lord was laid, one miraculous breath, and we're forever changed. Oh, hey. King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. All hail King Jesus.
God, are my God, earnestly I seek you. This is Psalm 63. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Father God, we just praise you this morning because your love is better than anything that life has to offer. And Lord, we long for you. Whether we realize it or not, our souls long for you because nothing else can satisfy. And so we welcome you in today, Lord. We offer you more of ourselves. We surrender to you, Lord, and ask that you would have your way in us. Lord, pour your spirit out and let this place fill with your glory. May we see more of you, Lord. Open our eyes and prepare our hearts for what you have in store, Jesus. Just continue waiting on his presence for a moment. Just fix your eyes on Jesus.
Breathe.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my day. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Sing that chorus one more time, but make it corporate. It's not going to sound quite as pretty as the I sound if we're singing we're, but I think it's going to be beautiful to the Lord's ears to hear us singing that we collectively are desperate for his presence and that we collectively are lost without him. And we desperate for you, and we are lost without you.
One more time,
and we we're desperate for you.
And so, King of Glory, this is our desperate cry. This is our confession that you are the only one who can fill our cup, that you are the only one who satisfies, that without you, Without you, we are lost. Without you, we are unsatisfied. Only you. And so we echo the cry together of Peter, Lord, where else can we go? Where else can we turn? For only you, Lord, have the words of eternal life. Your presence is life to us. Your truth is life to us. Your word is life to us. So speak, Lord. Speak in these moments. Speak to the children. Speak to us here in the sanctuary and beyond. Speak, Lord. We are hungry to hear. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And all God's people said together, amen. 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 If you would, before you are seated, if you have a Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 4. Just in honor of God's word, we want to read it out loud while standing. And as you are turning there, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Mara and Miss Leah this morning. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in worship. We look this morning, continuing our series on the beginning of the ministry of Jesus and the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 says this. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it's written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against its stone." But Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated.